What's going on, guys? Welcome inside the Sports Ethos Sacramento Kings podcast. Sam Comanti here with you for another coaching candidate episode. We are not going to touch on the Kings in their last couple games because I think everyone's in the same mindset that these games are meaningless. We don't care that they win. We're actually mad if they win the games. Of course, they lost the last game while I'm recording this on Tuesday. They lost the last game to Miami by a lot. Nobody watched it, I'm sure. I didn't. But they're all meaningless, so we're not going to touch on the games. We're going to focus on coaching candidates. And the next one on Jill's list that we're about to reveal to you is a young Serbian assistant. This would probably be a Vlade Divac guy. A young Serbian assistant for the Memphis Grizzlies, and Jill's about to tell you all about him. So enjoy.
So the first coach we're going to talk about today is Darko Rajakovic. So he just turned 43 in February. And an interesting thing is he actually started as a coach at 16 with the Borac youth team in his hometown of Serbia. After three seasons in 1996 to 1999 with Borac, he was named the head coach of the under 20 and the under 18 teams of the Red Star Belgrade, and then led the Red Star to two Serbian championships during his 8-year tenure. From 99 to 2007. He received a basketball coaching degree from Belgrade Basketball Academy in 2004 and a degree in sports management from Alpha BK University in Belgrade in 2006. Something Darko did to increase his basketball knowledge was he spent time with Lute Olson at the University of Arizona in 2003 and with Coach K at Duke in 2007. So while he was coaching in Serbia from 2014 to 2011, he served as a scouting consultant and an NBA Summer League coach with the San Antonio Spurs. So his first move to the NBA was with the Tulsa 66ers, and that was actually underneath the Oklahoma City Thunder. And he coached there from 2012 to 2014. And he actually became the first coach outside of the U.S. To coach a G League team during that time. So again, in 2012, he became the head coach of the Tulsa 66ers. And at that point, it was the D League, not the G League. He led Tulsa to a combined 51-49 record over two seasons, including a 27-23 record, an NBA D League semifinal appearance in the season of 2012 to 2013. So during his time with the 66ers, Tulsa was assigned 7 players from Oklahoma City, a total of 50 times. And at that point, that was the most in the league during that stretch. And the Oklahoma City players were people such as Reggie Jackson, Perry Jones, Jeremy Lamb, Andre Roberson, all people that I think you would be familiar with. Darko witnessed 5 of his Tulsa players receive call-ups to the NBA, including 4 directly to the Oklahoma City Thunder. And some of those players were Grant Jarrett, Daniel Orton, Mustafa Shakur, and Reggie Williams. He coached 11 Tulsa players total over those two seasons who were on an NBA roster the following 2013-2014 season. So I think that says a lot to him development-wise that over the 2 years, he actually had 11 players who went on to NBA rosters. That's something, you know, that we're always kind of looking for now, that how many of these guys actually go on. And, you know, he had a lot of them. So credit to him there. In 2014, Darko was named assistant with the Oklahoma City Thunder. So he moved from the G League to the actual NBA team. During his time with the Thunder, he helped develop many players, including Steven Adams, Andre Roberson, again, he had him in the G League, and once he moved up, Terrence Ferguson, Victor Oladipo, Dennis Schroeder, and Alex Abrines. Darko served as the Thunder's head coach at the NBA Summer League in 2014 and 2015, and then he was also on the Western Conference All-Star team coaching staff in 2014. He helped lead the Thunder to the playoffs four consecutive seasons in 2016, 17, 18, and 19. And he made it to the 2016 NBA Western Conference Finals. So that was his time with the Thunder. Then in June of 2019, he was hired as an assistant coach for the Phoenix Suns. And Monty grabbed him as they actually had a relationship from Billy Donovan's staff and OKC. And I believe there were three coaches total grabbed from Billy's staff at that point that went on to coach on other staffs. Of September of 2020. So he only spent 1 year with the Suns, and that was the COVID season. So he was a part of that, where they actually had their most successful season. I think it was since 2014, 2015. And they had that 8-0 run in the bubble. And then he was called by the Memphis Grizzlies in September of 2020 and became an assistant coach under Taylor Jenkins there. And this last January, he was actually placed as the interim head coach for the Grizzlies during protocols when Jenkins was in protocols. And he actually led the Grizzlies to a 116-108 win over the Golden State Warriors. And it was actually his head coaching debut in the NBA, like we saw for quite a few guys this year. And it was after his fellow Serbian countryman, Igor, who we actually saw on right, the King staff. He was the former Phoenix Suns coach. And I'm blanking right now, but I believe he's on Dallas right now. He's one of Jason's kid assistants back with Luka. And so he became the second Serbian European coach who led an NBA team to a regular season game and then to an actual win. And during the time, there were five games total that he actually had to serve as interim head coach. And the Memphis Grizzlies finished with a 4-1 record. So kudos to him this year for getting that done. This season, he's been credited heavily with Desmond Bane's growth and the work that he actually put in with him this summer. And he had him playing point guard for him in the summer league. And that was something that the Grizzlies and him and what they wanted to work on him out of coming out of college. He was known as, you know, they figured he was going to be a 3-point specialist, and that was kind of it, which is why he kind of went where he did in the draft. But as Memphis says, they saw a lot more in him. And so they've tried to, develop his other areas. And as everyone can see, it's working out really well. So with Shaw injured, Bane again has been playing backup point guard because Jones has moved into the starting lineup. And since March 15th, Bane had five or more assists in the next five games. Morant didn't play. And then from March 20th to March 26th, he had four consecutive games of five or more assists for the first time in his career. So he'd only had four games total of five or more assists before the All-Star break. After the All-Star break, he's beaten that by a mile. So he was also tasked with integrating Steven Adams into his role with this team. And they've had a good relationship stemming back from the OKC days. I've mentioned the podcast before on here, the basketball coaching conversations, which you can find on YouTube. But he mentioned something on there about being under Monty and Billy and Taylor, and how he's learned the importance of looking at your roster and establishing what is best for the team going into a season. You need to be able to adapt to your players and their strengths while also trying to grow them into something sustainable and part of a culture. He thinks players want to play in a system where they're touching the ball. They don't have to be getting shots, but they want to be touching the ball and feeling like they're part of an actual offense. Get good rhythm and gain confidence rather than just standing around and watching ISOs. I think Kings fans alike can deeply agree with that. And again, Darko's just 43. You can see I read off his resume. He's been around in the NBA since 2012. He's been putting in the work. He's tried to study under, you know, as many greats as he can and absorb everything. And again, if you want to know more about him, I really recommend listening to that Basketball Coaching Conversations podcast. But again, just another young, kind of maybe unknown name in the league, but has had success, you know, everywhere he's gone. And to me, you know, if you could get anyone of that Memphis tree right now, what they're just doing is super impressive. And credit to Darko for continuing to be a success everywhere he goes. And again, that was Darko Rajakovic.